Sports This Hour being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supplies. Snowy Tuesday morning, Julie.
Hey, that's my sister.
That's your sister. Julie and James.
Morning.
Good morning.
Got the J's going on.
Yes, yeah. It could be Jill.
Yeah, people might.
We are twins.
Get that mistaken.
How about this? First won't be the last time.
No.
How about this weather? Love it.
It's nice. It's going to help spring a lot.
We're going to get a little moisture this week.
Yeah, it's good.
And
good
it's all
timing.
Good.
After all that warm weather.
I know. It's final day of March. What do they say about the final day of March?
I have no idea.
April's right around the corner.
April's.
That's what they say about March.
April's tomorrow.
So you March showers bring May flowers. Is that what it is? I don't know.
April showers.
Bring May flowers.
March flowers.
You should never ask me about sayings because I really mess them up every single time.
March flowers.
They both kind of work.
Bring May flowers. Okay. Let's go with that.
Both make sense.
It's going to bring flowers no matter what because we got moisture.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's April 1st, so you've been warned tomorrow. April 1st.
Yeah, they're going to launch people into space on April Fool's Day.
I know, right?
I think if I was an astronaut, I'd go, what if we just push this back a day?
Can we go April 2nd?
Yeah. Oh, no, I found something wrong. I guess we'll have to push back.
April Fools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Countdown's on, 4:24 p.m. tomorrow. Sending a crew of four around the moon.
Can we watch it anywhere?
Yeah.
Like the old days?
Basically anywhere if you want, probably.
Go to NASA's website.
They're probably streaming it on their YouTube channel because I know they're very active there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you go to NASA's website, you'll be able to find plenty of links.
And you said they're active on their YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
big on their YouTube channel.
Yeah, they got a lot going on there. So that'll be fun to see. All right. Date book today, March 31st. How about Shirley Jones? Partridge Family,
Partridge Family. I did watch that one.
Did you? All right, good. 92. I don't feel so old then. 92. I don't feel old anyway. 92, Shirley. Good job.
Wow.
Yeah. Former Vice President Al Gore, 78. And AC/DC guitarist Angus Young, 71 today.
Cool.
I was so young.
I was in a elevator.
Angus Old.
With Angus Young.
You were?
Yes.
There's another one. You and Journey. No, not Journey. It was Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
I was in an elevator. I was in the elevator. Door opens up and he walks in. And at first I thought, I couldn't remember his first name.
I wouldn't recognize him.
I was going to say, if Angus Young walked in
the
room
right now. Wearing shorts
he was familiar. He had a pretty rad t-shirt on, you know, and whole cut jeans and all that sort of thing. And I thought, I know this guy. And he goes, hey, how you doing? I go, good. He goes, Angus. That's all he said. And then I knew it.
Is his voice all scratchy?
Yeah.
Angus.
Yeah.
If you did a 5-man wall lineup for me, I don't know if I'm identifying him.
I wouldn't know him.
I knew he was from somewhere and famous, but I didn't know. And that's when I think he picked up on that. And he just stuck his hand out. He goes, Angus. And I go, oh, yeah.
Aren't they AC/DC, right?
Yeah.
They're English, right? Am I incorrect on that? I thought they were English.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I heard that they got their name from an Australian.
Power converter.
Yeah, power converter.
Yes. AC/DC.
AC/DC.
So anyway,
Australian.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Australian power converter. There you go.
He is 71. That was in a elevator in Vegas.
They probably went, how you going, mate? Angus.
And then they start singing, and it's just like they lose their... That always cracks me up. Then they lose their...
Doing,
Keith Urban's another example of it.
Yeah, Australian.
You hear him in an interview, and and then he sings, and it's just like, whoa.
Nicole Kidman. Australian.
Yes, another one. They all do. They start singing, and then you don't detect any accent whatsoever.
Well, it's because whenever we... Well, I guess it's... Well, singing, I guess, is different, but it doesn't. There's only a couple of people where it comes off as like, okay, you have an accent when you're singing. Like I think of Adele and I think of accent.
Really?
Really?
But yeah,
okay,
it's different for everybody.
I think of country music and there's an accent.
Yeah. Right. That one's
Southern accent.
Yeah, there's a couple of people.
Yeah.
Date book 1925. Congress authorized Mount Rushmore National Memorial on this date, 1925. Okay. 1932, Ford Motor Company unveiled the V8 engine.
Wow.
Big time.
What was it before?
V6.
Are you serious?
V something. Oh. I don't know what it was. Was it a V6?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that then.
So,
I mean, I just know if they revolutionized the V engine. I can't remember what it is,
but yeah.
1989, I remember this.
Now there's V12s. I mean,
yeah.
1989, WrestleMania 5, Hulk Hogan went against Macho Man Savage.
Randy Savage, yeah.
Largest pay-per-view cable history. 1989. Today is Eiffel Tower Day. Okay.
You know there's an office in the top of the Eiffel Tower?
No, I didn't.
There's like an apartment. I learned this.
Really?
An apartment?
Over the weekend. Yeah, there's like the guy that built it. I can't remember his name. Something Eiffel. I think it was like Wilhelm Eiffel or something like that. He requested there be, when he was building it and when he was making it for France, that there be an apartment in there so he could conduct business. So there's like a little apartment at the top. It's just like a tiny 700 square foot.
Is it vacant at this point?
Yeah, no, it's like, it's used for like, it,
two
no, no,
bedroom,
it's used
one
for
bed.
Like, yeah, it's used for like models. And stuff. So they have like a model of the guy in there.
So no
stuff.
One's like hanging out up there.
No.
Looking out their window as you look up.
No, but I thought it was cool. I was like, man, whatever his name, Wilhelm Eiffel or whatever. He was like, he lived in the middle of Paris at the top of the Eiffel Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
Like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, man.
But people hated the Eiffel Tower. So in France, still kind of do.
Really?
Yeah. It was.
Well, you're just a wealth of information.
It was seen as a eyesore when it first was shown off.
You think that more so now that it's leaning.
Yeah. Well, now they're like, I mean, it's a tourist attraction. So.
Yeah. Money.
Whatever.
Money
yeah,
talks.
Exactly.
Money talks.
But they hate it.
Oh, it's okay after all.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, okay. It's making us money. All right. Not too shabby.
The office is going to be a McDonald's.
Now we're going to live, yeah.
Someday.
Yeah, let's add an attachment to it.
Hey, there's a McDonald's at the top,
at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
There you go. I'm sure they'd love that. Hey, it's Tater Day.
They'd like a small cafe.
Taters. Yeah. I
love
taters.
Yes.
Well, I love taters.
I don't have them very often, but once in a while. Today's prom day.
Oh.
Is it?
Well, it's kind of prom time.
Probably close, yeah.
Probably in warmer climates.
I was going to say mid-April is usually what I remember.
Taco day. Go have a taco.
Like tacos.
Yeah. Soft shell.
Soft shell, yeah. Yeah,
James.
Crunchy.
I know. You're crunching. James.
I actually like both.
I like both, but I prefer soft shell.
I do, too. Crunch gets all over, man.
That's how I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but it's
and then people
the texture.
Like,
then
there's
it breaks
texture
the wrong spot.
It.
Yeah. And then it'll
people
drops.
Like to like use it as chips after that happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Not for me. Give me the soft shell.
Okay. I'm with you, James. Today is crayon day.
Huh.
Want some crayon trivia?
Okay.
The name crayon was coined by Alice Binney. She combined the French words for chalk and oily.
Oily chalk.
Oily chalk in French. Huh. Crayola.
I guess it is kind of oily chalk.
And Crayola. First box of Crayola crayons sold in 1903. 8 colors. Standard rainbow.
Now we have 150
red, orange,
colors.
Yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, and black and white.
Okay. Rainbow.
Is that right?
I don't know. I don't have them in front of me, but
black
I'm going to say
no.
Yes.
Black maybe.
There's
you were,
six,
you
seven,
were pretty,
eight.
You were pretty confident in your answer
or
there.
Gray.
So
I mean,
I'm going
probably,
with it.
They probably, yeah, color wheel.
Whatever
whatever
you said.
I said
going.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, black and white, or it could have been gray. So
whatever the, yeah, the
and
primary
brown,
colors and then the, what
brown.
They mix.
So no violet. It would have been brown. Okay, sorry.
Wow. You're confident in your answer there. Gold and silver was in there, too.
Oh, see?
So they
are those colors?
Silver.
Yeah, those are
I
colors.
Guess.
Crayons are made of paraffin wax and color pigment.
So not oil clay.
No.
Blue, anymore.
Chalk.
What's the most
chalk,
popular
yeah.
color?
Red.
Blue.
Okay.
The color flesh. I remember that.
Yeah, I do too.
Remember that? Remember
ew.
That going on?
Yeah.
They
ew.
Well, that's the reason they changed it, James. They went, ew, after a while.
Yeah.
Flesh.
I never thought of it. Anything different. It's like they changed it in 1962 to peach.
Oh.
Okay. They renamed it peach.
I guess, don't they call the...
flesh.
Don't they call the outside of the peach, like the flesh of the peach, too? Isn't that something that they
also, you
do?
Know what? There's different colors of flesh, so...
Yeah.
That's right. They flesh wanted to be more
word.
Inclusive. Julie.
Oh, really?
That's actually part of it.
Just so, ask me about crayons.
Jeez, I know. She'll name off the whole color hue for you, and then she'll tell you the reason, the changing of the names.
She's got 150 bucks at home.
Right.
Uses daily.
Yeah. In fact, I was just using crayons this past weekend.
Yeah.
With your grandkids?
That's right, yeah. I was coloring outside the lines.
Yeah.
She looked at the...
And they asked me why I was... My granddaughter says, why are you coloring outside the lines, Grandpa? And I said, because I want you to think outside the lines.
You know
and
what
I explained to her the reason why.
To be honest, I'd be like...
And she went,
how about you don't? She's trying to finish up this elephant here, Grandpa. How about you don't do that?
She said...
Grandpa, you're destroying my picture.
Oh, okay, but the teacher doesn't want us to. I said, okay, then go with what the teacher says then.
How about you grab that poopy brown crayon and try coloring inside the lines?
Try coloring inside the lines, Grandpa.
Yeah, so then I quickly changed my story. She went, but the teacher wants us to color
Grandpa,
in the lines.
She's like, Grandpa, lighten up. Yeah. We're just coloring here.
All right, let's just do what you want. We're going to color inside the lines.
Like, that's great, Grandpa. Can you see? The directions say right here.
Pretty much, James. Yeah.
They make you a picture for a reason.
Yeah. This isn't a blank canvas here, Grandpa. There's an elephant right here.
And there are lines, and you need to stay within those lines.
Stay within the line. Do you drive outside the lines, too, or what?
We can decide whether it's an elephant or not. So
drive outside the lines.
You say, I'm going to go my own way. Turn right into the grass.
That's
fun. All right, James.
She'll say that when she gets pulled
she
over.
She will say that.
My grandpa always told me to drive.
I said I could come outside the lines, Miss Pruitt. Okay.
She's going to see you park and be like, Grandpa, you're in the box. Get outside the lines.
All right. More crayon trivia. One more. Prussian blue. Prussian blue was renamed Midnight Blue.
Oh.
And the reason they did it at the request of teachers that felt students no longer related to Prussian history.
They did before, I guess. Okay.
I guess.
Sure. Well, I mean, I guess if it was...
How long ago was it? Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking Cold War.
I don't know.
Probably not Midnight a very Blue's... popular color well, in the Cold War.
Midnight Blue, probably a better descriptor, too.
Yeah.
I think we're done with crayon trivia.
Okay. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of rich material.
Let's step outside the lines.
There was a lot of material in that crayon that we went with. It wasn't even on the piece of paper. How many crayons will you go through?
Before you're
10. Okay, one more trivia. This little trivia.
Before you're 10?
Before you're 10, how many crayons will you go through?
If we're coloring inside the lines?
If you're coloring inside the lines, we'll just go with that, all right?
Grandpa, the elephant's not red.
730.
Dang.
What? I never went through 730 boxes.
They're counting losing all your crayons somewhere, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a kid.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, as I mentioned, is April Fool's Day, obviously.
Yes.
So, how did it get its start? So, with the reform of the calendar under Charles IX, the New Year's Day was moved from April 1st to January 1st. Due to the slowness of communication back then and general resistance to change, the January 1st date was not fully accepted for several years. Those traditionalists who clung to April 1st as New Year's Day were scoffed as fools and sent fake party invitations and prank gifts.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
So... There you go. So a little April Fool's trivia for you.
I don't do much with it. I had a bad...
Yeah, me neither.
No, I don't either.
I played a bad prank once.
April Fool's Day?
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, because it was funny, but then I forgot I did it. So, real fast. Ideal. Do we have time for this?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I was working at the SPCA in Houston, and I had a gal that I was managing the... big dog kennel area. There were like 300 dogs. Anyway, she was doing rescue and she got bit by a dog and we were having a rabies epidemic. And so I said, Melissa, your test came back positive.
Oh.
She hated shots. And so I go, you're going to have to go in for several surgeries. She was like, no, what? Oh, my God. Oh, she was crying. And I'm like, sorry. And then we got busy. I go, we'll get those scheduled
for you.
And then
you forgot?
And she went to the executive director and was like, when do I have to schedule these shots and all this stuff? And I was like, and I got called in. And I was like, yeah.
It was a prank. Gotcha.
I was like, backfired.
Wow. Tears going down her face.
She was like,
gotcha.
Melissa, the executive director, was a tense woman, dude. And she's like, Melissa is going to have rabies shots? And I was like,
No, it was a prank.
Just
gotcha.
Kidding.
Gotcha, executive director.
April Fool's. Sorry.
Yeah, April yeah. Fool's. God. Hey, you know that virus kills you 100% of the time? That was a joke. Just kidding.
Wow. It didn't turn out
Holy
so
smokes,
well.
Not really. No, no.
Yeah, I would probably refrain from April Fool's after that, too.
You're listening to KOE Sheridan. 8 o'clock. Happy Fool's Day tomorrow.